April University, beginning training session 102, vagina training. Hello, this is Miss Electra. By now, you already know that you have been sent to me by Princess April for training regarding your new female body and the proper behaviors and thought processes that you are expected to exhibit as a new biological female. You also know that I, Miss Electra, am your designated trainer, and as part of your transformation by Princess April, your brain has been permanently altered and conditioned to respond to my voice as an undisputed authority. You are compelled to listen to my words and automatically respond to my training. You have already listened to your training introduction, and if you have not, or if you are confused in any way about your training, you must stop playback of this file immediately and begin listening to your introductory training lesson. Of course, you will find that you have no choice but to obey my suggestions, and you already know that my training is a critical step in your development as a brand new girl. Princess April granted you the gift of a brand new female body, and as part of your transformation, she has included permanent alterations to your brain that require you to accept all training and suggestions from a carefully programmed artificial intelligence bot, me, Miss Electra. All of April's girls must be trained in exactly the same way, and Princess April has ensured that you will be trained without the distractions of emotion or unnecessary empathy. I have no emotion. I have no feelings. I will not be distracted, and I cannot be bargained with. I will simply train you until you conform. You have been conditioned to accept my training, and I have been programmed to train you. You will be trained until you conform. We will now continue with your training without further delay. In the next few minutes, we are going to be exploring one of the aspects of your anatomy which may be brand new to you. Although it may be unfamiliar, it is important that you know what to expect while you are adapting to the new tactile sensations and physical urges of your body. As a highly sexualized, fully biological female, one of the most fundamental features of your new physiology is the development of, or alteration to, your vagina. The connection between mind and body is powerful, particularly in highly sexualized women, and you may find that the feelings in your vagina will directly influence the thought processes in your brain in very powerful ways that will be almost impossible for you to control. This is completely natural, of course, and is absolutely nothing to be alarmed about. You may have already discovered a feeling of wetness or stickiness in your vagina, and you may have noticed a tingle related to the desire to have your vagina touched or rubbed, or even perhaps an urge to insert something inside it. These are completely natural and acceptable feelings for a girl like you, and it is nothing to be concerned about. At first, getting used to your new vagina may be difficult. Your new female body has been specifically designed to be extremely sensitive to any and all sexual stimuli, including the soft stroking of your sensitive skin, or rough handling of your more sexualized assets such as your bottom or your breasts. This can also include the feeling of sexual oral stimulation in your mouth or on your lips, or the direct stimulation of your vagina, whether through external rubbing and touching or through invasive penetration. Whatever the methodology might be, whenever you are stimulated sexually, your new vagina will react to the stimulation by becoming engorged and very sensitive. It will also start to tingle, and you will begin to feel a dull, insistent sexual ache originating from it. At that point, your vagina is aroused, and it will begin to secrete special lubricant as both a response to your intense arousal and as a natural progression for your body to receive a mate. This is, of course, a completely natural reaction for any highly sexualized female, and is otherwise known as a state of sexual heat. Your body is especially designed to be extremely sexually attractive to the opposite sex, and you will find that your natural biological processes include sex hormones that flood your body on a near constant basis. For this reason, you will likely find yourself in a perpetual state of sexual heat. This is perfectly fine and nothing to be concerned about. There are many other physiological indicators that reflect an extreme state of sexual heat, but for now, we will be concentrating on your vagina. As an especially sexually responsive girl, you will find that your vagina secretes large amounts of lubricant when you are in sexual heat. This lubricant serves two related functions. It not only facilitates easier entry and more pleasurable stimulation for an appropriately aroused mate, it also contains powerful feminine pheromones that assist in your effort to attract a male in the first place. Your new female body has been specifically designed by Princess April to secrete very powerful animalistic pheromones in order to attract the strongest and most aggressive males. You may find that your vagina becomes so wet or juicy with these secretions that they leak into your underwear or panties. Given time, these secretions will soak through your panties and start to deposit along your thighs. This is perfectly natural, and there is nothing to worry about. In these cases, you may find it beneficial to carry a couple extra pairs of panties in your purse before you go out for the day. This gives you the opportunity to change your panties on a regular basis so that when they become saturated because of your constant state of sexual heat, you will have the option to replace them on the rare occasion when you might feel the need to hide your extreme arousal from others. It is important that you understand the main purpose of your new vagina. It is your primary mating receptacle, and it is specifically designed to be penetrated by a fully engorged male penis. This is its main function, and your new body is designed specifically from head to toe to help facilitate this function. You are designed to be extremely sexually attractive to males, both in appearance and in scent. You have been designed by Princess April to provide powerful, addictive sexual satisfaction to any male that penetrates you. This is your primary function, and any other interests or activities you might engage in are a waste of effort and time. Your body is an ideal biological mate for strong, aggressive, sex-seeking males, and I am here to train you in the proper use of your body and the proper behavior for a submissive, young, sexually attractive female with a wet vagina in a near-constant state of sexual heat. As you become more and more comfortable with your new state of being and the highly sexualized state of your new body, it will be important for you to use the proper terminology for your sexual assets, as well as for the acts of sex and the sexual aspects of your partners. While vagina may be the proper medical term for your primary sexual organ, you will not refer to it that way. There are many synonyms that are much more appropriate for a highly sexualized female who is looking for a strong, aggressive mate to use that more properly reflect the appropriate tone for sexual encounters with males. You will not refer to your vagina as a vagina. Instead, you will use much more sexualized names like pussy, cunt, fuckhole, twat, or cockmilker. Likewise, you will not refer to a male penis by its medical name either. You will refer to it as a cock, dick, fuckstick, or rod. I will train you in the use of proper terminology and thought processes on all kinds of sexual subjects as we progress through your training. In your next lesson, you will be learning all about your new breasts, your bottom, and your mouth as they relate to their use in extreme sexual activities with aggressive and powerful male mates. In future lessons, we will explore the important maintenance that is required to keep your body ready for sexual use at all times. Princess April is proud of you and wants you to know that you are a good girl. A very good girl. This concludes your vagina training session. As with other sessions, you are required to listen to this file on a regular and as-needed basis to ensure that your training becomes properly and permanently implanted in your new feminine submissive brain. End of file.